This game is called Something Special in the Air, and we have two big travelers here. Let's welcome Jonathan Haitowitz and Amit Kabrawala. So, Jonathan, I'm told New York is just a stop for you right now in between Denmark and Baltimore?
That's correct.
So what happened?
Well, my wife is a bit smarter than I am, and she earned a Fulbright grant to study renewable energy in Copenhagen.
Whoa! What went wrong that you're going to Baltimore?
It was just limited time, and she's finishing her PhD at Johns Hopkins.
Well. And you're on the quiz show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pop culture, so...
I love it. No, that's perfect. Amit, I'm told that you have two travel tips, which I love. And every place you go, you get a haircut. And by right now, I would say your haircut is short and tight.
That's fair.
Okay, where did you get it?
I actually got it at a subway station in Brooklyn Heights today.
Was it actually a haircutting establishment?
Oh, yes. A fine establishment.
Or just some guy with scissors threatening people.
I've had that kind of haircut before.
Okay. What do you hate as two seasoned travelers about airports or flying?
Namely, other people.
Jonathan says other people. I am with you. Yeah, you're more of a private plane kind of guy.
If I could pull that off, sure.
Yeah, well, I think your wife's on the right path. Amit?
I hate being reminded that there could be a water landing.
You think they should just strike that from the thing?
It's however like... unlikely it is, yeah, they right. should just strike
that. A water landing. That's optimistic.
Right. Do you ever look at the people in the exit row and go, nope, we're going to die?
I'm that guy.
You're that guy?
That's the poor man's first class.
All right, so in this game, all of the answers will contain the name of an airline, but it actually has nothing to do with aviation. So that's the explanation of the game. Good luck. Now, let's go to our puzzler, Art Chung, for an example.
So if we said this genre of African-American music originated in Mississippi, the answer would be the Delta Blues, with the airline being Delta.
Aha, yes. And here's a hint. The airlines are either current or retired. They are either domestic or international. Sky's the limits. That's the way we play it. And the winner of this game will move to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. In the U.S., your hotel might help greet you in the morning by serving you a pastry, coffee, and juice, a combination known as what? Jonathan.
A continental breakfast?
Exactly. Yes, it is. Wikipedia takes half of its name from wiki, a word meaning quick in what language? Jonathan.
Hawaiian.
Yes. You said that with such confidence.
I went to the University of Hawaii.
Oh!
Wait a minute.
Did it take you a while to get your degree, or were you wiki about it?
I was, in fact, wiki about it, unlike the rest of the class.
Yeah, that most people take like 9 years to get a bachelor's there.
I can't surf. It's.
What are the 11th, 12th, and 13th letters of the English alphabet, respectively? Amit.
KLM.
Yes. This masterpiece is actually of the painter Grant Wood's sister and dentist.
American Airlines? Oh, American Gothic.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly, Amit. American Gothic, American Airlines.
Famous masterpiece, American Airlines.
Yes, American Airlines allows pitchforks now. It's the state where you'll find Denali National Park. Amit.
Alaska?
Yes, that is correct. In the theater, it's an adhesive used to attach fake hair and mustaches to the skin. I feel like Amit wants to ring in, but he's not going to do it. Oh, Jonathan.
Tam? It's an international airline.
Just start saying stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
United Mustache Glue.
Exactly.
Maybe that's it.
Southwest Tape? No. No? All right, anyone out there?
Spirit Gum!
Spirit Gum. All right, this is your last question. What Alfred Hitchcock classic was rumored to have had the working title of The Man on Lincoln's Nose? Amit.
North by Northwest.
Correct.
Puzzle guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Looks like Amit's getting an upgrade because he is our winner.
Well done, both of you. Amit, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we'll reverse the irreversible and we'll bring our favorite rock bands to Broadway. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.